This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to our very first Breakout Radio Church service. We're delighted that you are joining us all across America and around the world, keeping the fire burning on the altar. Delighted that you have joined us here today on our very first Breakout Radio Church service. Gene and I, this month, we are celebrating 50 years in the ministry. So we started out in June of 1966, 50 years ago, and we're pioneering one more time, right?
Right.
What do you think about all this pioneering? I mean...
Well, we've done it many times, and the Lord's always blessed and helped us.
He's always helped us, hasn't he?
Yes.
It's amazing. It's amazing how he's helped us. And so we just want to welcome those of you that are listening on BPN Radio Live as we get connected here, and those of you that are connecting live with us here on our Facebook page, our Dale Gentry Facebook page. And we are here in we're here broadcasting our very first church services in our studios. And I'm just going to talk about, let us go to the other side. We're going to talk about pioneering. And we have pioneered so many times in the past 50 years. And here we are starting another church. And it's a church like we've never started before. And it's a radio church. And we are doing it, of course, to meet the, we are ministering to the confined, people that are confined to their homes or wherever they may be. Those who are in transition, the unchurched, the unsaved, the different people groups across America and around the world. And we are ministering. We're keeping the fire burning on the altar. And we're going to give people an opportunity to become members of Breakout Radio Church. We're ministering, of course, today to people all across America. And, of course, around the world, many nations that are listening today are watching on Facebook. So here we go again. And it's like, I told you, it's like when we drove up to the very first church that we pastored when we started pastoring in 1967, the Holiday Assembly of God in Holiday, Texas. And I remember us driving up in front of the church and saying, are we really doing this? And we were so excited about, I mean, they had 25 people that were members of the church, and we were walking in. They were going to vote on us. I remember after we preached, we went out to the car to wait and see if they elected us their pastors. I was 23. You were 21. Wow. And they came out and said, you're our new pastors. And we were excited. That's the way I feel today. We are the new pastors of Breakout Radio Church. And our audience, of course, is on Facebook. Our audience is listening on their iPhones, their computers. And here we are. Okay? So we're going to have some praise and worship today. Our friend Michael W. Smith is going to lead praise and worship, and I'm going to preach, and I'm going to give people an opportunity to get saved. We're going to pray for the sick, and it's just going to be an awesome time. I believe the Holy Spirit has put a word in my heart. The very first time, by the way, that I preached on BPN Radio, and we've been doing this since November of 2014. This will be my very first time to preach. But I've been preaching for 50 years, so I'm very excited. Okay, Gene, let's take hands. If you are, if you have anybody near you, won't just join hands and we're going to pray. We're going to pray the Holy Spirit comes and ministers today here on BPN Radio. Father, we are so very grateful and we are so very, very thankful for the privilege and opportunity to be able to lead Breakout Radio Church starting on this first Sunday, June the 12th, 2016. I can't believe we've now been in ministry 50 years, and we just are pioneering something new today. And we just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would just come and minister to us today here as we start Breakout Radio Church. And we are so thankful for the people that are listening on BPN Radio today as we broadcast live. And we are so very, very thankful for those who are joining us on Facebook Live, our Facebook page. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Gene, you want to say a word of welcome? I'm so thankful for my wife. This year, we're celebrating 55 years of marriage. Yeah. And we've been together since we were teenagers. We got married when we were teenagers. And we went into the ministry together. I could have never done it without her support, without her help. But time after time, she said, yeah, I'm willing to do it. And so we have we've made a lot of different transitions, a lot of moves. And we've suspended our travels this year, going from church to church, so we could pioneer and go live on BPN Radio. And now here we're making another pioneer move. I'm so very, very thankful and so very, very grateful to you for your faithfulness. And you want to welcome our Breakout Radio Church.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today on our first service and helping us pioneer. And we know that God is going to bless, and we just want to be a blessing to you out there.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Well, I think we're about ready for some worship, and we're delighted that our friend Michael W. Smith is going to lead us in some praise and worship today. So here we go. God bless you. Good to have you listening on and joining us here on Breakout Radio Church.
I don't think you're on Facebook.
Oh, really?
I couldn't see anything, it's not coming through. Can you check? Rain signal is coming loud and clear. It's not a problem, it's just Facebook.
Lakeside Church. From Africa to Australia. From Brazil to China. From New York down to Houston.
Okay. All right. Let the church arise. Father, we are so very, very thankful for all the people today that are listening on BPN Radio here at Breakout Radio Church. So delighted to have you listening. I understand that our Facebook page is not working today. We'll get that going at a later time. And we're so thankful and grateful to have you listening here on Breakout Radio Church. So we're going to have some more music, and we're just going to continue to worship God. In just a few moments, I'll be back to preach the word, declare the word of the Lord here on Breakout Radio Church, live here on this Sunday morning. Okay, let's continue to worship Him. Can we do it? Kirk, it's so good to have you. So good to have you here with us here on Breakout Radio Church, our very first service here on this 12th day of June 2016. And I would like to give you an opportunity at this moment to make a contribution to give your tithes, offerings to Breakout Radio Church. And you can, if you want to send us a check, you can make your check to Breakout. And you can go to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And you can go down to the bottom of the page and you can click on Donate. And you can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. You can also send a check if you want to Breakout. You can send that to Breakout, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas. And that is P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And, of course, you can also go to the bottom of the page where you can, if you're on, you can go to bpnradio.com, go down to the bottom of the page, and you can click on there and make a donation. Father, I just pray for everyone today. I just pray for everyone today that is making a contribution to Breakout Ministries. I just pray, Father God, that you would bless them and minister to them. I thank you for those who are making contributions today. So very, very thankful and so very, very grateful for their contribution. So I'm just going to give you a few moments. Give you a few moments to make out your check to BPN, to Breakout. And, of course, you can go to bpnradio.com, go down to the bottom of the page, click on Donate, and you can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. And so I just speak a blessing upon you as you give today. You can make a check to Breakout, and you can send that to Breakout Prayer Network, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Just give you a few moments to give in the offering today, and God bless you as you make your contribution. I just I bless the people that are giving today here at Breakout Radio Church. Help us reach the confined, the unchurched, the unsaved, the unreached people groups, people that are not able to attend church today, people that are in transition, people in different nations of the world. I just speak a blessing upon those that are giving today. And Gene and I appreciate your giving because this is going to help us reach a lot of people. It's going to help us pioneer what God has called us to do here at Breakout Radio Church. And we are very, very thankful and grateful for your gifts today, your contribution, your tithes and offerings that is helping us. We're very, very thankful. Before I minister today, we're going to have another song But before I preach today here at Breakout Radio Church, I'm just so thankful for all of you that are joining us. We've not gotten our Facebook Live going yet, but we're thankful for those of you that are joining us on BPN Radio. Very grateful. I want to remind you that this broadcast will be repeated every night at 8 o'clock from 8 till 9 o'clock on BPN Radio. Of course, it's Central Time. So we're very, very thankful and very, very grateful to have you listening today. Okay, one more song, and then I'm going to be back to preach a word that God has put on my heart, put in my spirit. So get ready to turn to Matthew chapter 8, if you will.
Above all.
Okay, would you turn with me in your Bibles at this moment to Matthew chapter 8. So good to have you listening here on BPN Radio today on this Sunday morning, broadcasting live, Breakout Radio Church. And this, of course, will be broadcast every night, Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock, rebroadcast. The Bible says the book of Matthew chapter 8, and when Jesus saw great multitude, this is verse 18, when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave a command to depart to the other side. Then a certain scribe came and said to him, "Teacher, I'll follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Then another one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Follow me, let the dead bury their own dead." Now when he got into a boat, his disciples followed him. And suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea, so that the boat was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. Then his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." But he said to them, "Why are you fearful, you of little faith?" And he arose, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. So the men marveled, saying, "Who can this be, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" When he had come to the other side, to the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two demon-possessed men, coming out of the tombs, exceedingly furious, so that no one could pass that way. Suddenly they cried out, saying, "What have we to do with you, Jesus, you Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" Now, a good way off from there was a herd of many swine feeding. So the demons begged him, saying, "If you cast us out, permit us to go away into the herd of swine." And he said to them, "Go." So when they'd come out, they went into the herd of swine, and suddenly the whole herd of swine ran violently down the steep place into the sea, perished in the water. Then those who kept them fled. They went away into the city and told everything, including what had happened to the demon-possessed men. And behold, listen to this now, behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. The whole city came out to meet Jesus. So here's what Jesus said. He said to his disciples, "We're going to do some pioneer work." For those of you that are here today in Breakout Radio Church, I want to tell you there are three groups of people. There are the museum keepers, and they're always talking about what God used to do, what he could have done, what he might have done, what they saw way back when. Then there's another group called the settlers. They're the 9-to-5 people, and they're okay with the life, and they're looking forward just to living their life. They're Christians. They give their tithes and offerings, and they are faithful. Most of them are faithful to the house of God, and they're settlers. But there's a new group that I'm talking about today, and it's called the pioneers. And you probably know by now that Gene Gentry and I, Dale and Gene Gentry, are pioneers. We are pioneering Breakout Radio Church today here on this Sunday, June 12th, because pioneers are willing to go to places they've never been, do things they've never done, say things they've never said, meet people they've never met, operate in gifts they've never operated in. They are willing to go to the other side. So Jesus was a pioneer, and he had his disciples, and he was saying to them, "I want you men to be pioneers." So I believe that we have been producing and are producing pioneers so that different people groups, different cities, different nations, different neighborhoods, different campuses can be reached. So Jesus knew there was a whole city that was waiting, but they had to go to the other side. So there's a lot of people that are not pioneers, but because they are very fearful of what may happen if they try to pioneer. I mean, even today, Gene and I were ready to do Facebook Live. It didn't work out. We had some technical difficulties, and I thought, "Oh, I can't believe we're doing this." But you got to get away from the shore. So Jesus said these very important words to his disciples: "Let us go to the other side." So I believe there are people listening today that are joining us here today on Breakout Radio Church. You are hearing the sound of my voice all across America, and you are hearing the sound of my voice all around the world. And you say, Dale Gentry, I have this restlessness in my spirit. I have this churning in my spirit. I have this great passion in my heart to do something for God, but I don't know how to get started. I don't know how to go to the other side. Well, there is a proper progression that I preached about and taught about and shared for a long, long time. And the proper progression is, first of all, that you hear something. I believe there are those of you here in radio and Breakout Radio Church today that you have heard the voice of God. And it may not be an audible voice, but you have a stirring in your spirit. Maybe he's just spoken. He's put something in your heart. And you know that there is a way to do it. But in the realm of the natural, there appears to be no way. So you hear something, but God has put something in your heart, and then you begin to see what he has put in your heart, and then you begin to declare it. You must understand that the words of your mouth are so powerful. Jesus said we are condemned by the words of our mouth, or we are justified by the words of our mouth. And then, of course, we must do something. So it's ears and eyes and mouth and feet. And I believe there is a way. I am declaring today there is a way to do what God has put in your heart to do. I believe that we are living in the end time. I believe that we are nearing midnight. I believe that the harvest is ready and the labors are few. I hear the words of Jesus saying, don't say 4 months and then comes harvest. Lift up your eyes and look upon the fields, for they are white already unto harvest. So what is he needing? He is needing laborers. On BPN Radio this past week, I was interviewing a lady from the Appalachian Awakening in West Virginia. And many of you have heard about the revival that is going on among young people there. It all started with one teenage boy, a junior in high school, who had been healed, and God had done wonderful things, and there was a stirring in his spirit, and he heard something from the Holy Ghost, and he saw himself standing there in the hallways preaching. And so between classes one day, a few weeks ago, he asked the young people if they would stop and listen to him, and he began to preach during that 5-minute period. And the young lady that I was interviewing from West Virginia, she said young people, high school students in a secular school, public school, stopped, and as he began to preach, young people began to weep and cry, and many of them got down on their knees, and they began to repent of their sins, and a great revival has broken out in West Virginia, in the high school, among the high school students, and it's spreading across America. One young man just obeyed God. He heard something, and then he saw something. Then he began to say something, and then he began to do something. He stood and began to proclaim. I believe that we are living in days, ladies and gentlemen, where we must have some pioneer spirit, some pioneers who have a pioneer spirit, and they are willing to take a risk. Jesus said, let us go to the other side. Now, what happened when they started to the other side? There was a storm came up. There was opposition. And I've declared many times that there will always be opposition to your mission. Every time you begin to do something for God, there will be opposing forces. But if you don't do it, then you will never do it. They told the story in West Virginia about a young lady that got saved 8 weeks ago. Just, she became a new Christian, didn't know anything about Jesus, but immediately she had a pioneer spirit, and God put in her heart, in her spirit, to go into prisons and start ministering. And so the lady told me this past week, one of the prayer leaders, that young lady who's only been a Christian for 8 weeks, has already started going into jails and prisons and preaching the gospel. She could not wait. And I know that there are a lot of people that says, well, you know, I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I've got to prepare here. And I do believe in training and preparation, but the hour is late. I believe there's an urgency in the heart of God to begin to reach out. And there are so many, many opportunities. I mean, you can just start preaching on your Facebook. You go Facebook Live. There's opportunities on BPN Radio to preach everywhere you go. This young man in Williamson, West Virginia, he just started preaching between classes in the hallway of his school. So were there risk in doing that? Would people, what if nobody stopped? What if they begin to shout him down? What if the teacher gave him probation for trying to lift up the name of Jesus? There's all kinds of risk. But on the other side of whatever God has put in your heart, whatever God has called you to do, on the other side, there are people that are waiting on the other side of your obedience. Gene and I have been preaching 50 years this month, but on March the 12th, 1967, 49 years and 3 months ago, Gene and I, we sold everything we had. We had a two-year-old son. I resigned my job at a CBS affiliate radio station in Wichita Falls, Texas. I resigned my job, and on the strength of one revival, we sold our home. We'd only been living in it about a year. Gene was willing to leave the comfort of her home and put all of our stuff in an old trailer that we bought for $3,800, and we began to repair that, put everything we owned with our two-year-old son in that trailer, and started down the road, went to our first revival, and we have been going ever since. We took a major risk. In fact, the general manager of the radio station said to me, Dale, and with a pitiful face and a kind of a sad voice, like, what in the world are you doing, young man? But he said to me, your job will be waiting when you want to come back. And I guess Mr. Ben Lutie is still waiting. It's been over 49 years. So we took a risk. We were willing to risk everything in order to be a pioneer. I'm so thankful for the pioneer spirit that still operates in us. That's what we're doing today. We have gotten in the boat and going to the other side. We've never done this before. We've never had a radio church. So we are doing something that we have never, ever done before. I believe there are many of you listening here today, here on Breakout Radio Church, that there is something in your heart that you desire to do that you have never done before. So I call this Breakout. We're celebrating 20 years now of Breakout ministries. I call this Breakout because David said in Psalms 18, he said, I'm going to run through a troop and I'm going to leap over a wall. And so we know that when you run through a troop, that's called a breakthrough. And when you get over the wall, that's called a breakout. And when you get over the wall, you go to places you've never been. You do things you've never done. You broadcast places you've never broadcast. You preach places you've never preached. You go to nations you've never been to, speak languages you've never spoken, get degrees you've never received, write books you've never written, sing songs you've never sung. You get the message. It's called, in ministering prisons you've never ministered in, it's called a breakout. It's called a pioneer spirit. I believe there are pioneers that I'm preaching today that need to begin to do what God has put in your heart to do. You say, well, what if I fail? Yeah, but what if you don't? Well, what if I get up to preach and I forget the words? Well, you might. And if you do, it's okay. You can try it again. There's so many of you today that you tried something and you said, well, I tried that, but it didn't work. Well, why did you quit? You can try it again. Do it again. Go again. Sing it again. Preach it again. Say it again. Rehearse it again. Because you must understand, there are people that are waiting for you on the other side of your obedience. Jesus and his disciples, who were pioneers, breakout men, they got in the boat. There was a storm that came. Opposition. It looked like they were going to sink. It looked like they were going to die. But Jesus spoke to the storm, and he commanded the storm to be still. They saw the supernatural at work. You know, Paul said there is a natural and there is a supernatural. So you must understand that God desires you to move into the fourth dimension. That is the dimension of dreams and vision. That is the supernatural. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. That word is rhema. Every supernatural word from God. So God put it in Gene and I's heart just to have a radio church for the unchurched and for the unsaved and the unreached people groups and the confined and for those that are listening across America and around the world. They just don't have a church connection. And so we are inviting you to be a part. Those of you listening today, we invite you part to be a breakout radio church. And I'll be ministering every Sunday morning live at 8 o'clock Central Time. I know I have people that are joining us from England and Scotland and other nations of the world. I'm not sure what time it is there. But I'm here going to the other side because I know that we are living in changing times. Where is the church? Many people, of course, will attend church today, and you know that I believe in the local church. I've been preaching in the local church for 50 years, but today I'm expanding my ministry because I can no longer just preach in one church at a time. I know that I'm reaching across America and around the world here on Breakout Church. I am going to the other side, and I'm being obedient today. Gene and I are being obedient today because we know there are people waiting to receive the gospel message. And Jesus knew that he and his disciples had to go to the other side. Because there was two demon-possessed men there in that city that needed deliverance. And everybody knew who they were. They could not contain them. They could not control them. They were totally demon-possessed, demonized. And they needed deliverance. They needed help. And Jesus and his disciples were willing to risk all, to risk their lives if necessary, to get to the other side to minister to these two men. And when they were delivered and Jesus cast the demons out of them, when they were delivered, they went into the city and began to preach the gospel, began to share their testimony immediately. And the Bible said that the whole city came to hear them. So you must understand that there was a whole city that was waiting for Jesus and his disciples. I don't know who may be waiting for you. There may be a whole city waiting on the other side of your obedience. There may be a whole listening audience. There may be a whole Facebook audience. There may be towns that are waiting for you, a college campus that's waiting for you. I don't know. I just know that I'm ministering to some pioneers today. And we are living in a time where people are leaving the church for a lot of different reasons. 7,000 churches will close in America this year. Can you believe 7,000 churches will close this year? 1,500 ministers are leaving the ministry every month. So we are in a crisis. We are in a crisis in America. But I believe that Jesus desires to call pioneers out saying, I need you to help me. You have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. And so I am talking to you today and asking you to be obedient to God. And I believe that there are people that are waiting for you. So Gene and I started pioneering over 49 years ago. When we sold everything, I'm not saying it's what you're to do today. We sold everything and we started out. 15 miles down the road, the engine blew up on our car, could not handle the trailer that we were pulling. So we were towed in to to our first revival, but we desired to pioneer. And we began to pioneer ministry. In 1981, we pioneered a Christian school in Oklahoma City that's known now as Destiny Christian School. Has over 500 students, been going since 1981. We pioneered in 1990 when we began to do long-term revivals. We pioneered BPN radio in 2014, November 2014. Then we pioneered live radio this past March, and now we are pioneering Breakout Radio Church. I want to pray for you right now, those of you that are listening, because I believe the Holy Ghost is speaking to some of you concerning a pioneer ministry. I don't know what it is, but I know that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. So, Father, I pray for people today that are listening to Breakout Radio Church. I pray in Jesus' name for those who have great passion in their heart, the call of God upon their heart, but they don't know how to do it. And some of them are very afraid to take a risk. They're on the shore, but they're afraid to get in a boat and go to the other side. But they must know that on the other side, there are people that are waiting for them. There may be prisoners or young people, older people. There may be cities and nations. I don't know. Maybe someone is waiting to listen to their song, their sermon, their prophetic word. But I pray in Jesus' name, there would be a stirring in people's hearts today concerning what you have put inside of them, what you have talked about, and even people that have failed in days gone by. I pray in Jesus' name today, Lord, that they would begin to respond to that voice on the inside that is declaring to them, you can do it. You can make it. You're looking good. They would write it down. They would begin to speak it. They would hear it and see it and speak it. And then they would do something. They would do something that would correspond to what you put in their heart. So I just release that pioneer spirit in people that are listening to Breakout Radio Church here on this Sunday morning in Jesus' name. And if there are those of you that are listening to Breakout Radio Church today and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, I just want to give you an invitation to know Him. The Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I believe this is the day of salvation. That's what the Bible said. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Now is the accepted time. Don't put it off. Would you say this prayer after me? Those of you that don't know the Lord, where are you going to spend eternity? It's heaven or hell. Would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross for my sins. You arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. I accept you today as my Lord and my Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you. I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you have said that prayer, would you just send us an email? And you can send us an email at breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. And if you would like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, those of you that are not members of a church and you're unchurched, or you've just come to know the Lord, or you're in transition, maybe you're listening in other nations of the world, you say, I'm not a part of a church, not a member of a church. You can be. You can become a member. And I believe it's so very, very important to be a part of a church. And so if you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church. All you have to do is just send us an email. Send us an email at breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. And if you would do that, then we will get back with more information. You said I'd just like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church. In Jesus' name, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of their God. And so I pray for you right now. I pray for you. If you're looking for a local church in your area, we can help. All you have to do is contact us, and we can recommend, if possible, a local church. But if not, then I'm so thankful that you can be a part of Breakout Radio Church. So I pray for you. I pray for those of you. I pray for those of you that have a special need, for those of you that need healing today. In the name of Jesus, I pray. In the name of the Lord, for all sickness and disease that may be in your body. Maybe you're going through some financial challenges. Maybe your family is breaking up. Maybe your marriage is on the rocks. I pray for you right now. Whatever your need might be, I'm asking Jesus to touch you and minister to you by the power of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. And those of you that are praying concerning the will, plan, and purpose of God for your life, I pray for you right now. I pray for guidance and direction in the name of Jesus, that the Holy Spirit would come and minister to you right now in the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. I do want to make an announcement that New Harvest Church in Clewiston, Florida is next on BPN Radio. We'll start in about 3 minutes at 9 Central Time, and then, of course, at 11 o'clock, the Gate Church in Oklahoma City has a live broadcast from 11 to 1. New Harvest Church is about to broadcast from 9 to 11, Pastor Chuck Pelham, and the Gate Church from 11 to 1. And, of course, that will be Bishop Tony Miller will be ministering there. So thankful. Gene and I are so thankful that you've joined us here on Breakout Radio Church. We're very, very grateful. Michael Sean, born later today, of course, has the Sunday Watch here on BPN Radio. He's talking about the Great Welsh Revival, because we're believing for revivals here in America and around the world. And wherever you may be, I pray for your city. I pray for your nation, because I believe that these are the days that Joel prophesied. In the last days, saith God, I'm going to pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. So I believe these are days, and I believe these are days of opportunity. So don't forget to join us next Sunday morning, 8 o'clock. We'll try to be on Facebook Live if possible. Join us next Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, from 8 to 9 o'clock. You're on Breakout Radio Church. We're so very, very thankful and so very, very grateful to have you listening. God bless you. God bless you. We are so very, very thankful that you've joined us today here on Breakout Radio Church. Simply come.
word that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper.